Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues for the first day of Pesach. Obviously, we are pre-recording, so we can, you know, get some Mishnah Yomi in our stomach and still have room to digest our matzah and do chazara, do review of our Mishnayot and our Haggadah over the Yom Tov of Pesach. So we're in Chapter 5 of Nazir, Mishnah 5. Hayu Meholchin Baderach. There are a bunch of guys walking on the road, and no one's a Nazir yet. And someone else is coming in their direction from a distance. Now, they can't tell exactly who it is yet, but one of these guys in this group is pretty sure he knows who it is. So sure that he says, Amar Echad Mehem, one of them says, Hareini Nazir, I will become a Nazir, Shazay Ploni. If that guy coming towards us is Ploni. Ploni really means sort of no one, based on the story of Ruth and Boaz, where the guy named Ploni, not sure if that's his real name or if they changed it for witness protection, did not do the mitzvah where Boaz did. Anyway, one of this group is so sure that it is a certain individual coming towards them that he's willing to become a Nazir. That's how sure he is. Ve'echad, and another guy says, Amar Hareini Nazir She'ein Zei Ploni. I'm so sure it's not the man you think it is that I will be a Nazir if it's not him. Now, the third man in the group, he adds, Hareini Nazir, I'll become a Nazir too, She'echad Mekem Nazir, if one of you guys has become a Nazir. And obviously, he's pretty sure one of these guys has become a Nazir, because either it's Ploni coming or it's not. In either event, one of them is. The fourth man adds, I'll be a Nazir, She'ein Echad Mekem Nazir, if one of you is not a Nazir. Now, there's another explanation. Maybe he's saying, if both of you are not a Nazir, maybe he's saying, you know, you can't really become a Nazir under sort of doubtful, qualified, conditional circumstances. Now, the fifth man says, I'll be a Nazir, Sheshnechem Nazirim. I'll be a Nazir if you first two guys are both Nazirim. Now, obviously, they can't both be correct factually. Either it's Ploni coming or it's not Ploni coming. But what the fifth man in the group is saying is, you know what, you guys have accepted Nazirut, and even though you're accepting it, you're not really sure about the situation, you're so confident that you're accepting to be a Nazir, you're both going to become Nazirim anyway, and so will I. And the sixth man in the group, he adds, I'll be a Nazir, Shekulchem Nazirim, on condition that all of you have become Nazirim. Now, again, factually, they can't all be correct factually, but if they're all so confident they're willing to become Nazirim, then what the sixth man is really saying is you guys are also confident about being a Nazir, and you're saying Hareini Nazir, so you guys should all be Nazirim, and I will too. So what's the halachic result of this amazing situation? Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Kulchem Nazirim. All of them, no matter what they said, become Nazirim. Again, as we explained the last couple days, Beit Shammai holds Hekdesh Taut, mistaken consecration, mistaken dedication of an item to the temple to be an offering, works. It's effective, even if it was on a condition and the condition was not fulfilled. And of course, Nazirut, which involves bringing offerings at the end, is just like Hekdesh. So Beit Shammai says everyone is a Nazir, even if they were factually or halachically incorrect here. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, Eino Nazir ele mi shelo nitkaimu dvarav. He says it's only a Nazir if their words were not fulfilled. Now in the Gemara, they amend this to say, Eino Nazir ele mi shenitkaimu dvarav. The only Nazirim are the ones that their statements were factually correct. So if that was really Ploni coming down the road, then when they meet up with him and they see it was really Ploni, then the first man who spoke becomes a Nazir and the second one doesn't. And the third and fourth would, because they said if one of you is a Nazir, one of you is not a Nazir, then they will be too. Now finally, the Mishnah brings Rabbi Tarfon Omer, a totally different opinion. Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Not one of them has become a Nazir. Now Rabbi Tarfon says, Nazir it requires certainty. All of these statements are made out of uncertainty or on condition. So since at the time they're making the statement, hey, I'll be a Nazir if it's Ploni, hey, I'll be a Nazir if it's not Ploni, they don't know. They're not certain if their condition will be met. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, it requires certainty and positivity to become a Nazir. So nobody here is a Nazir. Now let's go on to Mishnah Vav, which is related. Hirtia le'ohurav. He turned around and went back. Now, this is talking about the Ploni, or the man who possibly could be Ploni, coming towards them, and the group cannot recognize him yet, and he turned around and he's gone. So they never caught up to him. They don't know who he was. They don't know if he was Ploni or not Ploni. They don't know if the first speaker is a Nazir, the second guy's a Nazir. Who knows? So the physicists actually call this situation Schrodinger's Nazir box. Anyway, the Mishnah says, Eino Nazir. No one here is a Nazir if you could never find out who this person coming was, if it was Ploni or not. But now Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon adds, Yomar, they should make a stipulation, make a condition. They should say, Im Haya Kidvari, if this situation, the reality was like my words, where I would have become a Nazir, Hareini Nazir Hova. I will be a Nazir out of obligation to fulfill the words I said, V'im Lav. But if not, if that really wasn't Ploni or vice versa, Hareini Nazir Nidava, I will become a Nazir as a gift, as a Nidava. Now this way, all six of these guys is now definitely a Nazir, either because his vow would have been fulfilled, it was Ploni or whatever it was that was, his words reflected reality, or because it's a Nidava, that it's a gift. And this is consistent with Rabbi Shimon's opinion back in chapter 2, Mishnah 8, where he wasn't sure about the child, about the offspring, about the miscarriage, God forbid, and he also had a similar situation to fix that problem. Yashar kochem, chag kasher v'sameach, enjoy your matzah.